This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The world's 7.8 billion people are bidding a hearty farewell to 2020, but without the usual fanfare and public gatherings because of the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Australia was among the first nations to ring in 2021 because of its proximity to the international dateline. It's a grim end to the year for New South Wales and Victoria, the country's two most populous states, which are battling to curb new COVID-19 outbreaks. New Zealand, which is 2 hours ahead of Sydney, and several of its South Pacific Island neighbours have no COVID-19 cases, and New Year celebrations were the same as ever. In China, Beijing is holding a countdown ceremony with just a few invited guests, while other planned events have been cancelled. Hong Kong has usually seen raucous celebrations along the waterfront and in bar districts. For the second year running, however, New Year's Eve fireworks have been cancelled, this time over coronavirus rather than public security concerns. Much of Japan is welcoming 2021 quietly at home. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Britain will be an open, generous, outward-looking, internationalist and free-trading country once it quits all EU rules and enters 2021. In the broadcast message, Johnson spelled out grounds for hope in the coronavirus crisis now that vaccines are coming on stream, including one developed in Britain by Oxford University and Cambridge-based AstraZeneca. Johnson says Britain will work with partners around the world as it chairs the G7 Club of Nations and the UN's Climate Change Summit in 2021. He appealed also for unity at home among the Britain's fractious nations after strains laid bare by the Brexit saga. Spain has reached a deal with Britain to preserve freedom of movement across its border with Gibraltar just hours before the Brexit deadline expires. From Washington, you're listening.